Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. It's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today we're here with Matthew Kuhlhorn. He is the owner of Cooler Garage Doors and can be found at coolergaragedoors.com, and that is spelled with a K. So welcome to the show, Matthew.
Cooler with a K. Winter, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So I see some pretty cool garage doors behind you, and we're gonna talk all about what you do. But before we get into the business, if you could wake up tomorrow with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and how would you use it?
I think I would wake up with a superpower of reading minds, but reading somebody's mind on a depth of, like, there's got to be some depth to it. Like, I don't care what people are thinking about, like, in this specific moment. I want to know, like, what really moves them forward. So it's like the inner psyche reading.
Yeah. I mean, that would be really, really good. Like, in all negotiations, you would have, like, a huge advantage, right?
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, I mean, like, there would be no fights between married couples. So...
Just like, what do you really, really want? That's what I want to know.
Exactly, right? All right. So at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
Yeah. I mean, on a superficial level, we do garage doors. We repair them. We help homeowners make life a little easier. I say with my team all the time that it's not about the doors. It's really about humans. And you know, on the depth, we are here to help homeowners feel better about themselves and help them move through their life, help keep life moving. That's what we're here for.
And you started out one way and then you kind of changed trajectory a little bit and went into the garage doors. So tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a CEO business leader.
Yeah, my journey starts off with a graveyard of LLCs. And when Cooler had formed, I didn't have a plan. It wasn't like I woke up and I was like, all right, I'm going to put together a trades company. I was jumped from a career style job because I didn't feel comfortable there. And out of necessity, Cooler started. And so I had heard through a grapevine, well, landlord was looking for somebody to get their house painted, couldn't get anybody to color back. I thought I could color back. And that's literally how Cooler started. And so I started the first job with a $8,500 contract as a house painter. I had not a dime. I took $2,000 of a deposit to form the LLC, get a $5 logo created. Cooler came off the back of a hockey jersey, which is around the corner. It was just ground up and it found me. And then I saw it. I was like, okay, here's a vehicle. Now let's see if we can drive this thing. And it's been a 10-year long journey.
Yep. And it often starts out one way and goes another when you're, you know, the founder of something. We all know running a business is hard, and we're going to talk about the mistakes you made. But before we do, tell me something that you did right.
Honestly, the name, like, I knew that
Cooler is a cool name.
I wanted to build something that was not me, right? Like, I didn't want Kuhlhorn painting, like,
and then have everybody like mispronounce it, misspell it.
Yeah. And honestly, like, Cooler is a name that can build a brand. It's super fun to play around with. It's memorable. Cooler with a K is our current hook. That's Without the real plan, that's what I got right.
Well, you don't always have to plan what you did right, but it is a cool name.
Yeah.
And so
Your journey's been full of shifts and lessons. What's one defining moment that completely changed how you lead or think about business today?
One defining moment, what crops up is a story that's about, it's 2 a.m. I'm in the middle of a restaurant slash convenience store gas station alone. And I'm sitting in the middle of a kitchen floor that is a junk show. And I had contracted to finish this floor with a commercial grade epoxy. The vision was awesome. I cut this deal. I had enough knowledge to be dangerous, and it went wildly sideways. And the moment I can envision this image, I have this photo somewhere, and I just knew it was one of these pivotal moments. It truly 2 a.m. and I'm just like beat. I'm done, and I can't find a way out. This is a moment where I have to admit that I can't finish this. Like, I made a promise and
Total
now
defeat.
total defeat. And I snapped this photo, and it's so iconic. But in that moment, I was like, wow, I really got over my skis on this one. I just got beyond my skill knowledge, and I have to be really, really mindful of the doing what I say I will do. Like, ultimately, I backed up that promise, but I couldn't do it alone. And I think that was just such a defining moment of really focusing on what I'm really good at, and recognizing that I'm going to need help. It can't be a one man mat push the dial show.
And I love stories. So thank you for sharing that one with us. That's that defining moment where you're like, never again. I will never do this one again.
Yeah, it was hard.
So tell us who your avatar is. Who is your ideal customer? Is it just homeowners?
I love it. We have four avatars.
Okay.
Dave and Diane is one of our avatars, and basically they are all homeowners. There's just different stages, different seasons of a homeowner, right? So Dave and Diane are the avatar that have active kids. They live an active lifestyle. They're professionals. They likely both work. They don't have time for stuff on their home to break. Like, they're going to miss the softball games. They're going to miss the pickleball game. They're going to miss what they're
No,
into.
we are not missing the pickleball games. That is not
That's
happening.
right. Yeah. How could you? So Dave and Diane, Heather and Chase are a little bit younger version of Dave and Diane. They might have
These are
babies.
great stories.
Yeah. There is Barb. Barb is a more mature individual. Barb can be man or woman, oftentimes a widow or widower. They're potentially afraid of being ripped off, and they want security. And then Jack and Jill, and Jack and Jill are the kind of the iconic, like, they don't want to be broke, or they don't want to look broke, right? They want the really nice things, and they usually have the means to afford them, and know what they want. But we break them up into four different avatars.
I love that because I mean there's a garage door for every phase of your life.
Yeah. I will use that. Next tagline for the ad.
Tell us a little bit about your business. How many employees do you have? You're managing trades, right? So how
Yep.
many of those are W-2 versus 1099?
Yeah, so we only have employees, and we have a current team of 10. That doesn't count the one individual that I bring on as a virtual assistant. She's based out of the Philippines. And a lot of our team is 20s, 30-year-old professionals that are looking to make improvements, not just in their career, but in their life. And I've been super fortunate to be able to build a culture now that is really healthy, professional individuals that want to make an impact. And I call them empathic monsters, because they know just how to be present with humans. And it's super special. But those who are
Especially
really
at that
drunk.
age, because I think,
Yeah.
sometimes when you're, and this is not a blanket statement, it's just my observation, but sometimes when you're talking to some of the 20, 30-year-olds, like they really don't know how to meet other people where they are, other age groups where they are. So the fact that you have that, it says a lot about what you've created in your culture. So tell us about a little bit about your culture.
Yeah, our culture, I mean, one is the framework that we're always training. Like, we're a training organization. And so we basically train daily. And that's one of the things that folks who are attracted to our culture want. They want to improve. So one of our values is improve 1% or more every day. Our culture is built around our values. We do what we say we're going to do. We do the nitty gritty. We improve 1% or more every day, and we play to create win-win wins. And that's really my job. I have two main jobs. One, make sure the phone rings more often than it did last week, and then build and protect culture. And so I can't just state that these are the values. I also have to live them, and I have to call them. And so if somebody steps outside of them, I have the opportunity, the honor to have that conversation. And in doing that, it really creates the culture of how we interact with each other. And we're here to build. We're here to build strength, and we're here to win hearts.
Yeah. I was just thinking, when you said your job is to get the phone to ring, you know, what was that? I don't remember the name of the movie, but it had Matthew McConaughey in, and he was like, you know, do you have a joint, man? And they're like, nah. And he's like, it'd be a lot cooler if you did. Like, I can see an ad right now going on for you. Like, you need some garage doors.
Oh my gosh.
Call us. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
So you've said a couple words. You said frameworks. You've said, are you making notes about my awesome ad?
I am. Yeah.
I'm really good at marketing.
I know that. I think I know that movie. I mean, that's
it's like a hippie movie classic. Or whatever. Yeah. Classic. It's a classic. And we could see if we could have Matthew McConaughey do it for your, you know, garage door company. I'm just kidding. I know.
I'm going to go after that.
Well, I just bought a Lincoln, and I am like, I've always been a Lexus girl. I've always been kind of like a name brand driver. And anyways, I'm like totally inspired by this Lincoln. It is amazing on the inside. And so I told the gal that was showing me how to work everything, I was like, yeah, I'll start doing some social reels for you. And like, you know, you guys, I'll be your spokesperson. And then like my husband looked at me and was like, well, then you would be taking Matthew McConaughey's job. And I'm like, ah, crap, you're right. Darn it. He's better than me. But so you've used some words like frameworks and scale and accountability. So I'm assuming you run on EOS or have heard of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Very familiar.
So how did you come across it?
First time, I think it was the book Traction.
Okay.
I mean, I've been an avid reader and just pursuing the mastery of entrepreneurship and business running. I mean, how can you not come across some of that work of Gino and just some of these thought leaders, but certainly Traction, Rocket Fuel. I mean, I've studied those books. I've hired EOS facilitators. Currently, we don't work with a direct facilitator, but I know a few in our area. And that's how I came across it.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
And so are you in a growth mode right now? Are you trying to get bigger? Are you stable? Because not every business owner is trying to grow. You know, some people are just, they want their time back.
Yeah, no, we're in full growth mode.
And so what big lofty goals do you have as we're like kind of heading into 2026?
My lofty goal is 10Xing in 3. And so we're, you know, we'll finish this year at 3.5-ish on a top revenue line. And
huge. It's amazing.
While I'm focused on profit, we'll use the top line as kind of the lofty goal, but 3 years to 10 exit.
Yep. And so as you started to scale your business, what challenges have taken you by surprise and how have you handled them?
There's so many.
Any ones you want to talk about?
Man, I mean, cash flow comes to the top. Like, just don't run out of cash, right? I think I just was at a conference. Tom Howard was saying, you know, his next book is going to be the four rules or four laws of business. Number one is don't run out of cash. Number two is don't run out of cash. Number three is don't run out of cash. And number four is see the above laws. Like, you can't run out of cash. And what's wild is as a business grows. So I started this from zero, not a dime. And then it kind of tracked the maturity of my kids. So my kids are teenagers now, and Cooler has gotten to be a teenager where there is cash moving around and sometimes it's loose. Like, we've gotten some good mechanics and dials in our hands around this now. So I've gotten good at cash flow projections and the tools are in place now. So we're starting to get into adulthood, but the teenage component of a business is like, it's flying everywhere. And I think that just shocked me because, you know, you can have a profit month, you can have a loss month, but that doesn't mean, I mean, the profit P&L is theory and it's cash in the bank that can actually operate your company. And so, that's been a big one. And honestly, you know, especially through COVID, there's all these wonky times. You know, I had the ability to dial in some loans. I took on some debt. You know, I wish I was a little smarter. You know, I could go back on my decisions all the time.
But all day long.
All day long.
All over yourself.
But at the end of the day, you know, the biggest thing in growth and what's going to take us to that 10X is going to be managing cash and just learning the skill set of the projection. And now, like, my skill set to learn, especially for 26, and I've gotten better and better, but 26 is going to be like, I got to get this dialed in. It's budgeting. How do I run my company off of a budget?
Yep. No, I get it. And my husband, he always says, you know, revenue solves all things. And when you're talking about COVID, especially with what you do, because like I have a big background in real estate. My husband runs GCE. My background is real estate by trade. We were not showing homes. We were not, you know, going anywhere. I mean, I remember just like being at home and like wondering, like, what am I going to do all day? You know, like watching the squirrels and just like day drinking and stuff, like not knowing if it was ever going to change. And so house repairs were not happening. Garage doors were not happening. I mean, I remember like Amazon would drop off packages and we would kick it up the driveway and like wipe it down. You know, we didn't know when it was going to turn around. And then that, and the, this is where, like you said, if you could just budget for unknown, because then it got super hot and house property values went skyrocket. The best month I've ever had in my entire life was, I think it was June of 2020, right after everybody decided COVID wasn't going to kill them. And, or, you know, it was here to stay and we were going to have to move forward. We were going to have to get out of our houses. It did kill a lot of people. And then after that, the price values got so high that now people stayed at home and they wanted to do repairs because they were like, well, I'm not moving. And now interest rates are kind of that thing too. So, I mean, it's interesting and we're, you know, a consumer driven in what we do and how that changes with the news and the life cycles. And it could literally be an article that gets dropped and it completely changes how the consumer will buy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
So what are some of the things impacting your company or industry right now? They could be positive or negative.
There's technology. Mm-hmm. Technology has come in to all trades. The garage doors, there's an absolute disruption where there's distinctly an old school model and a new school model. When I started, I modeled the old school. And in 2021, I learned about the new school. So now we're fully in the new school, but it is a wild disruption. Technology is a big part of that. Just being able to operate off of really good, well-designed CRMs that can facilitate sales and projects and management of job costing. And now you add in the different AI leverage tools, and it's going to continue changing the face. And it's going to allow somebody like myself the opportunity to run a really efficient, low overhead, low like admin heavy, we'll just be able to compress that and keep the majority of the focus of my revenue generators, if you will, folks in the field, visiting with homeowners, delivering on the services, and run the back end with technology. And it'll actually make everything more efficient. It'll deliver better on our promise, be a better customer experience along the way when it's done well. Those are just big, big changes. And there's so much moving that I don't even know what 2 years will look like. And nobody really does. It's just that big of a wave.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, there's always something, right? In the home services, real estate adjacent world. That's what I call it. You know, just anything adjacent to that world. And there's always some disruptor. There's always some change. There's always, you know, just like hold my beer, right? You just, you the one thing that's consistent is that you're always going to be changing.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself investing resources for growth over the next year?
It is in training and development, which would include recruitment. I mean, that's going to be the number one piece. Like, how do I attract, recruit really good humans, bring them into a training system that gets them to a professional, competent level within 3-6 months, gives them a real career opportunity, makes them a better human communicator along the way, so that no matter how long they're with Cooler, they're going to be they're going to be a lot cooler with Cooler. And that's going to be the biggest one. The one right behind that is technology. And how do I incorporate smart AI tools in a way that allows us to human better? And that's been one of my pieces. Like, I've dabbled with the AI voice, the phone answering, you know, there's all this cool stuff. I can kind of see like down the road, how can I navigate? But for now, it's about how do I leverage these tools in order to like hone and emphasize the humanity, the human interactions. And so I only answer our phones with live humans right now. I just want to be able to support, you know, the delivery of our service in a super seamless way that just has these empathic monsters interacting with homeowners.
Well, and I would say too, that maybe your approach can always change based on, I don't remember all the names perfectly. Barb's going to need to talk to a live person. I mean, she just is.
Yes, she is.
You know, Jack and Jill, they probably can just chat away and, you know, get all their AI stuff and they don't want to talk. So maybe one day you can kind of base it on your four different audiences. But I will say that home services, real estate adjacent, it doesn't matter how technology savvy things get. You can't do what we do with a machine or AI. And when I see people try, or I see them trying to sell a house with an AI voice, it sounds stupid. It doesn't do justice. You're not doing, and you can't get AI to install a garage door. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not yet. And to your point, you know, with our different avatars, everybody wants to communicate differently. And so one of the challenges, but also opportunities, is just to open up all the different channels, have an ability for them to text. And so we have Weggy, he's our agent. You could text Weggy all day long and he can book, he can do all sorts of stuff. You know, but that's the game. It's like, how many channels can I open up and monitor and respond to in a very quick amount of time, right? And so there's different web forms, there's Google forms, there's chats, there's text, there's all sorts of stuff.
It's figuring it all out. But that's just with everybody, you know, we're all figuring it out. So as we wrap this up, if you had to do it over all again, speaking to a younger self or less experienced self, what would your advice be?
Focus.
Period.
When I started, I really wanted to grow quickly and I was super impatient. And so I was incredibly distracted. I looked at every shiny penny. And if I had just house painted, like that's how I started. If I had just house painted and focused on that for that first summer, I could have squirreled away enough to literally take the winter off and just hang out with my young family. I had little babies at the time and could have skied. Like we lived in paradise. And then I could open up again in the next summer and made enough money probably to take two winters off. Like I just kept going and adding things. And then I got into epoxy flooring and cabinetry and all this stuff. And without the focus, you just can't specialize and you can't master and you can't really add value. That would be
also incredibly difficult to market when you've got a bunch of different things and you're throwing too much at them. They don't know what to grab onto, right?
Super confusing. It
becomes uncool to market cooler.
Yeah, for sure.
And so if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, I know you're specifically in Colorado, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
So what would they do if they want to take that next step?
Yeah, we're active in all the social channels at Cooler Garage Doors is our main handle. I can be contacted through there. I'm always down for these types of conversations. I love the art of business and I also run a podcast that I call the Craft Your Life Radio Show, which is around crafting a life that's worth dying for. And so to me, it's just fun to coach, mentor. I talk to a number of business owners that, you know, might be beginning and starting and along different journeys. And I just love the conversation. So garage doors or life, I'm happy to engage.
There are so many taglines that came out of this podcast today. Well, it was super, super awesome. I'm glad we were able to reschedule and get this on the books. This one was super fun for me. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. My pleasure. Winter is awesome speaking with you. I'm glad we could connect.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.